We celebrate a wonderful Sunday today. This is the second Sunday of the Great Fast. The primary commemoration today is the witness of the holy martyrs. You heard in the hymn we sang, O Victorious, O Victorious, right? O Victorious Martyrs, blessed is the earth fertilized by your blood. If you look in salvation history, you'll find that when God's people are persecuted, out of that persecution always arises a great springtime of the faith. In Acts of the Apostles, as we hear of the persecution of the Christians in Judea, as the Jews are trying to wipe out this seedling faith of the church there in Jerusalem, as they persecute the Christians flee. It says, as they're burying Stephen and weeping over him, and that the Jews continue to persecute the church after having killed Stephen, the Christians, many of them, began to flee. And they fled, it says, into Samaria. Now, to catch the importance of that statement of Luke there, you have to go back to the first chapter of the book, where he said in verse 8, recording our Lord's words to the apostles, "You shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, then Judea, then Samaria, and then to the ends of the earth." And so while the church was holed up in Jerusalem and Judea, and the church was persecuted, the flight of the Christians caused the Christians to slip right out of the grasp of their persecutors. And so while it was a tragedy that Stephen had died, and others died with him, the faith spread beyond the grasp of the persecutors. In the next episode, Paul is on his way up to Damascus, because now the Christians and that faith has spread to Damascus, Alexandria, way beyond the reach of the authorities in Jerusalem. The cat was out of the bag, as we might say today. And so we find that in the history of the church, that for various reasons, factors, in every situation is different, while the enemy tries to suppress the faith always grows out stronger and faster at the end. This is the consolation we have when we hear about Christians being persecuted, put to death by Muslims in Syria. Thank God some of that is beginning to wane now. But think of just a year ago, as we sat in our comfortable little pews here in Los Gatos, Christians were being hung on crosses in Syria by the godless Muslims. What consolation do we have? We can know that as a result of that persecution, because we know history, that the faith in Syria will be stronger. Christians throughout the world will be strengthened, and the faith will spread. When we're in the midst of that persecution, it's hard to see that. But this is the consolation we have as Christians if we know our history. And so we celebrate today the witness of the martyrs. Martyr is a Greek word. Martyr, or martyr, a witness. A witness. And there are those who witnessed even with their very lives, all the way unto death, like Christ did. And just as Christ rose from the dead, and the church was born of His resurrection. And here we are now. We know in the death of each one of these martyrs, in the early church, today in Syria, and wherever Christians are being persecuted even as we speak. Maybe even here in Los Gatos. Maybe in your workplace, in the school, by the government, by friends, family, your neighborhood. Wherever it might be, when Christianity is persecuted, then it's when people start to ask questions about, what do I actually believe? Does this really mean anything? Why am I willing to die for this? And as they begin to contemplate these things, they have to make a choice. And they usually go from being lukewarm to either hot or cold. Either rejecting the faith or holding to the faith with great strength. It's in the midst of these crises that our faith is strengthened. On the Western calendar, and also the day adopted in many Eastern calendars, there's the celebration of St. Patrick. St. Patrick, new Irish here, don't forget he was English. David, you can remind them of that. So, Welsh. So this man witnessed with his life the faith. Think of the persecution that this man went through in his early life. And the courage he had to bring the faith back to Ireland. Tragically today, the faith there is being persecuted again. But if you think of the faith of Ireland over the last 2,000 years, especially due to the preaching of St. Patrick, look what a witness can do. We celebrate today also historically, this is also the second Sunday of the Great Fast, historically the memory of St. Polycarp, persecuted by the Jews, handed over by the local synagogue in Smyrna to the Roman persecutors, and of course died that great martyrdom for which he is famous. We celebrate today also the memory of St. Gregory Palamas. St. Gregory Palamas. Who showed us how to pray in the silence of our hearts. St. Gregory Palamas, though the prayer goes before him, St. Gregory Palamas is known for spreading the practice of the Jesus Prayer and the hesychastic movement, which was already there before him on Mount Athos. And in his praying, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner, with every breath we take. Even in the silence of our heart, in the midst of martyrdom, while hanging on a cross, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, the sinner. St. Gregory Palamas was known for explaining to the faithful that while it is true that God is unknowable in His innermost being, His essence, He is knowable through His energie, His energies, His works, what He has done. We know someone by what they've done. If you walk down to down to the lake here and you see a man fishing, what is he? Well, he's a fisherman. Now here they're probably doing it for fun, but over on the Sea of Galilee, when I was there not too long ago, I remember early in the morning getting up and seeing boats starting to go out and men starting to cast their nets as they've been doing for thousands of years. What were those guys? Software engineers? Plumbers maybe. Maybe doctors. No, they're fishermen. How do I know they were fishermen? How do I know their identity? Because I saw what they did. Those are fishermen. So I was able to identify who they are by what they do. And so we are able to know something about God by looking and seeing what He has done, listening to His words, what He has said, and looking at what He has done in salvation history. You might see an ambulance pull up and a paramedic get out of the truck and start helping somebody. Who is that guy? Computer software engineer? Carpenter? There's a paramedic. He's a paramedic. How do I know? Well, you look. You see what he's doing. So you know something about somebody by what they say and how they act, what they do. And then once you know who they are, you know better, understand better why they do what they do and how they do it. And so St. Gregory Palamas said, we can know God. We can know something about Him. Even something about His innermost being, which in its essence is unknowable in and of itself. By listening to His words in the Holy Scriptures and learning, watching, seeing what He has done in salvation history. And this is the theme of this Sunday. We know who the great Christians are in salvation history by listening to what they've said and what they've done. Most importantly, the great martyrs that we celebrate today. And remember that Great Lent, originally, is a period of fasting and preparation for the catechumens for their baptism on Holy Pascha, when their persecution will really begin. This original tradition goes back to a time when Christianity was illegal. And for you to take the faith and say, I'm a Christian, and be baptized into this, you could be risking your life, as today in many places of the world. And so the catechumen is being reminded today in the epistle from the Hebrews not to forget what they have learned. For if Israel was punished for having fallen away from the faith they received at Sinai, what should we expect for what we have received if we then walk away from our faith? This is in the epistle directed at the catechumen. In the gospel, we hear about the healing of the paralytic. Did you notice what Jesus said? What it said there? Jesus noticed the faith of whom? The faith of the men that brought the guy. Now, this is in Mark's gospel. This is Peter's version of the story. Mark was writing down Peter's version of the story. This is why you hear about in this gospel the roof being taken out, right? Peter was standing there in the house watching his own roof be disassembled. So that's the part of the story he remembers when he tells it. But he also remembers the faith of these men. The faith of these men. And then we have to think about ourselves then. Look at these men who, like paramedics, brought this man, their friend, who needed Jesus. These men carried this man who could not bring himself. They carried him to the door. They couldn't get in, so they carried him up on the roof. And then they took apart Peter's roof and lowered him down. Behold the faith of these men. And it's the faith of these men that then brought this man to healing, to have his sins forgiven and his paralysis healed. Behold the martyrdom, the witness of those men, and how what they did and in their faith resulted in the salvation of this man who could not bring himself to Jesus. Are we living a life of martyrdom? Are we living a life like Polycarp, like St. Patrick? Are we living a life in our words and our actions? Are we martyring? Are we witnessing what Jesus has done in our lives to those around us who don't know who Jesus is? Are we, like the friends of that paralytic, bringing others who can't bring themselves, don't have the strength to bring themselves? I remember one time when I was in college. You know, college years, how they go. And it was Sunday morning. I wasn't going to church back then much. And it was Sunday morning, Saturday night, in a college town, of course, how it had gone. And a friend of mine came knocking on the door. He came into the house, walked into my bedroom, and said, "Get up!" "No, come on, I'm tired. It's Sunday. Come give thanks to Jesus." All right. So he dragged me out of bed and dragged me to church that Sunday. That man was no different from those men who carried that paralytic. And it's because of what he did and others in my life like that that I'm standing here with you today. It's because of the life and the witness of St. Patrick that Ireland, historically, has been a Christian place. It is the witness of St. Gregory Palamas that Thessaloniki has continued to have a great faith. So we have to ask ourselves, what kind of a witness are we leaving behind? Will we be remembered like Polycarp, St. Gregory Palamas, St. Patrick? Will we be remembered like Stephen the Martyr? Will we be remembered as great witnesses in our family, in our neighborhood, in our school, our workplace? Will we be witnesses for the Lord? Will the earth be fertilized wherever we are by our life, by our blood? And if the answer is, "I'm not really sure about that," then like persecution anywhere it happens, let's make a decision today. Not to be lukewarm, but either be hot or cold. If you don't want to be a Christian, get out of here. Walk out of this place. But if you want to be a Christian, if you want to witness for Jesus Christ, then stand here and worship with us today and for the rest of your life, so that we may glorify Jesus Christ with His eternal Father and His all-holy, good, life-giving Spirit, both now and ever, and to age of ages. Amen.